Welcome to Jamaica's Promise High School Edition, the program which highlights positive developments at the high school level. On today's program, we travel to Arden High to speak with the 2016 Gleaner Children's Own Spelling Bee champion, Shantae Blackwood. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
O-E-I-L-L-A-D-E. Period. I'm constantly thanking God for the win, along with my coach and the Beast Brothers training team, my parents, my school, my friends, for supporting me.
For the second consecutive year, a student of Arden High School has won the Gleaner Children's Own Spelling Bee Championships. The school is well known for its expertise in producing several Spelling Bee champions, and it was no surprise when first former Shantae Blackwood emerged the winner. The St. Andrew Parish champion, Shantae, was crowned the winner after she spelled the word Arroyo correctly. Coached by former Spelling Bee champion Hanif Brown, Shantae says she had some anxious moments during the competition, but emerging the winner is an overwhelming feeling.
Well, when I won the competition, it took a while for the win to actually sink in, because it's like I was conscious if I won, but I wasn't feeling like I won. So I started screaming and jumping up and down, and I was really happy.
The 12-year-old student asserts that spelling is the foundation for basic writing, and words can be used in many different languages. She was a finalist in the competition twice before, and having garnered that experience, she hopes she will do well at the 88th Scripps Spelling Bee Championships in Washington, D.C. later this year. Head coach at Bee Spellers Coaching Program and student at Arden High, Hanif Brown, explains the preparation regimen for Shantae leading up to the championships.
The whole preparation, it took a lot out of her, took a lot of discipline, took a lot of dedication, and it was ultimately down to what God's will was and what it is that she wanted and that drove her to work. And when the
going get tough. He adds that the same preparation will be applied for her participation at the 88th Scripps Championships.
I'll just be just as what I did with Nationals, giving her the best opportunity possible to do her best at the competition, because I'm not going to create any fairy tale image and people expect things, because Scripps is something that's very hard to win.
Principal at Arden High, Nadine Malloy, says Shantae's victory symbolizes the overall emphasis on the school's improvement plan for students.
We just set a very high standard. We constantly tell them about the previous year's performance and the performance targets that we have in the school improvement plan, and the fact that we expect them to deliver on that performance.
Elated at the victory, Principal Malloy insists the school will continue to excel.
So when we congratulate Shantae, we talk about the kind of work and commitment that has been put into her achieving what she has achieved. Because a lot of times people hear of persons getting success in a particular area, and we don't hear about the process, and we tend to think it is easier than it really is.
Principal of Arden High, Nadine Malloy. Please could you hold on? Arden High has won the competition on several occasions under the direction of late master coach Reverend Glenn Archer. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a high school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. For producer Shanari Ferran, I'm Vaughn Davis, and this has been Jamaica's Promise High School Edition.
Commuters, it is your responsibility to ensure that you travel by using licensed public transportation in the KMTR. The only legal bus operators are the JUTC and the yellow-coded sub-franchise operators. Do not travel with public transportation which operate contrary to their licenses. Use the JUTC buses and the yellow-coded sub-franchise operators to be safe and protected under the Road Traffic Act, the Transport Authority Act, and the Public Passenger Transport Act. The JUTC, your route to excellence.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.